When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense. You know that we ain't
coming back. We got you. The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys in the show, but Dante was my guy. Get to dashing because you're done on the war field.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag.
Hey there, Marcus Dash here from Chief Concerns. Just want to comment and say BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, baseball, boxing, golf, and much more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another night of the Chief Concerns Draft Weekend Special. I'm Marcus Dash. In the middle there is former Chiefs tight end and legendary Chiefs tight end Jason Dunn and my brother, Tayshia Dash, on the right. So, obviously, day two, kind of an uneventful, kind of boring night, I would say. We traded up one pick, traded back in around, we traded 173, and we went up one pick from 64 to 63, and we got pick 211 from the 49ers to go up and get left tackle out of BYU, Kingsley Suamataya. I hope I pronounced that correctly. We got the left tackle that a lot of us thought we were going to get. I think we had some mock drafts. We talked about Kingsley being there for us. And I don't know if he's going to be a starter. I know some experts say he could compete right away to be the left tackle of the future. But nonetheless, we got a left tackle. It checked off another box for us. Gentlemen, we didn't have a third round pick. So that was, you know, we all waited there anxiously. I think I even put on Twitter. I know our guy Ghost Hunter is mentioning it right now. I got to pay up. I said $6. Am I right? Not that we're going to get back into this draft of the third round. That didn't happen. So I think I got to pay up $6. Am I right? Not. But
did you really?
I did.
Oh, wow.
It was a movie line. John Candy and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So, you know, I was just mostly quoting that, just making a joke of it. But nonetheless, we didn't trade back into the third round, but we did get a left tackle. So we did check off a box. So JD, how are you feeling about getting the king to the kingdom?
I think the Chiefs got what they wanted. They got the guy that they were looking at for a long time. Like you said, Andy has this soft spot in his heart for BYU guys and players. That's always been the thing anyway. I this is a good pick. I know as far as like him getting him at 64 was incredible, you know, to be able to do that. But he's a good tackle. He is. He's a good tackle. He's very athletic. We understand he has good size, good hands. The thing is, he's going to come in and try to compete for a starting job. And so with this pick, it doesn't necessarily guarantee he's going to be the starting left tackle, but he's definitely going to be in a position to be the favorite, right? And so him and Wanye is going to be battling it out. I think this is still one of those things. Do we still see a Donovan Smith? Possibly. That could still be something they could be looking at, especially if this guy's going to be here for the future. So they're sitting there thinking, like, look, we got two guys, okay? Wanye Morris, first year last year. Now we got King here. So we're talking about another 4 years, 4 or 5 years, we could have these guys, right? Let these guys develop. Who's to say how everything's going to turn out, right? Wanye Morris is one of those guys who's athletic. How I feel about moving from right to left, shoot. Do you say maybe if the money's too, you know, somebody's making too much money on the other side, okay, do you move him over there? Right? Right. I'm not going to speculate right now, and I know it's a little bit too far. I'm just going to talk about him. He, in itself, is a good pick. I like him. Very athletic tackle. When I seen him jump out of the pool, that was always impressive. Anytime you see somebody do an impressive thing, it kind of, you know, kind of gets your eyes, you know, kind of perked out like, oh, wow. Okay, but we knew this about him. One of the things I know, just kind of his knock, was I watched his Senior Bowl, the challenges he was going against in Senior Bowl. Wasn't consistent. There was some things that I said he was giving up the inside a lot. Look, on this level of the NFL, it's going to be a totally different animal. It's a totally different realm that guys are getting into, okay? And that's why I was a little bit apprehensive about getting a tackle later on. If you wasn't one of the top three guys that I know is going to be for sure starting in the NFL, everybody else is going to be somewhat of a project. You're going to go in and you have got to develop these guys. I mean, immediately day one. And it can be done. It can really be done. So, but this is a good pick for us. I like it. We're looking for beef up front. We got one. So here it is.
Tasia, your thoughts?
For everyone at home, Sua Mataia.
Sua Mataia.
I'll probably forget it by tomorrow and revert back to what I've been calling him. But I like King. That just makes it easier for everybody. And you know that locker room's calling him King. They're not dealing with Sua Mataia anytime soon, okay? Come on.
Well, it's funny because we also had Felix last year, and I didn't want to say his last name, or FAU became his next name, but we call him King Felix on the show.
Exactly, yeah. Our last two first round, or the first and second round, are just King. We talked about him on a couple of our draft shows. More of the project, right? So, and the biggest problem talking about him before, it wasn't him or even the other guy we talked about, Guyton. It was about when you get them, right? And a first-round investment is a lot harder to swallow when you're not saying, oh, this guy is my day one left tackle starter. Lock it up, right? Second round's a lot easier to swallow like that because he also doesn't come in with that pressure. I'm a first round pick. They invested all this time in me. Hey man, we invested that first round. You're the guy, right? You're the guy. This is it. Not to say a second's not a lot. A second's a lot in the NFL, but I think that first round comes with that extra, like, hey man, we could have got a lot of guys that pick. It's you. So hopefully, And that was a lot of knock on him from a lot of analysts and a lot of scouts. The PFF guys, they just said, you know, we like him. We just don't like the idea of a team looking to him to be like that first round tackle. Like, you're the first round tackle. You got to be the starter. That's what you're supposed to do, right? So we have great coaching. This is why I said I was okay with drafting a project like King's, or like Guyton, because if we sign a vet and we have good coaching, we could bring them up the right way and they can be the left tackle of the future, if not today, right? I also talked about, now you, before I get to this, so you said a few things about him that were definitely true. We talked about him being more of a pusher, less of a blocker.
Yeah. Yes.
Kind of shoves mm-hmm. guys off. Mm-hmm. Very athletic, inconsistent hand placement, can get a little clumsy out there in space, but he's very athletic. What does it say about, we talked about this too, what does it say about your confidence in Wanye is the question.
Well, I think it what well, it says, their confidence is it is this guy, he may or may not be ready. And so it's not bad to have somebody that we think can compete with Wanye, but Wanye may still win the starting job. If they see you know how far along they are. I mean, Hex had him for an entire year.
Yeah.
And so once you have him, you know, for another training camp or whatnot, Wanye might be just, you know, just getting his tools down to where he is a starter. So the thing is, you get another guy, right, who's your first round pick. I mean, you don't lose out on anything, right? So he might ultimately take over. And so this is, when we're talking about depth at a position, this is what you get. And so we talk about athleticism. Now, this is what, now, Tasia, remember I talked about athleticism. Now athleticism is coming into play, right? Because now this guy right here, do you move him down the guard? Is he somebody who can do something like this? Yeah, sure. If I'm saying I'm getting a starter from day one, no question about it, I want him being the left tackle or the guard or whatever position he's in, okay? That's it. I don't want you doing anything else. We're not playing musical, you know, linemen over here. You're the left tackle, okay? Sure. When you're the second day, third, or whatever, like you said, now there's somewhat of a buffer, you know what I mean, that you can say, well, shoot, this guy's athletic enough to move down if we want to. Who's to say that now he could be left guard? It'll be easy for him to go like left guard now with the Thuney and all those different things, right? There's a lot of scenarios right here that you could talk about. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Coaches go into it, man. This is just the conversation that you have in the room when you're sitting there, you're talking about this because you're writing on the board, you're looking up saying, look, coach, if he doesn't work out at left tackle, we could put him at a left guard and see what he looks like. Then we're talking about the Allegretti player that you were talking. He could be that guy. He'd be getting, you know, because he's so athletic that he could do maybe a lot of different things well. He could be good, maybe not great at this position, but it's all about development. And it depends on how speedy they can make that process go for him. Just in the evaluation is what they're going to be looking at really deeply into this. So that's why.
By the way, he's played right and left tackle.
Yeah. So that for me, Wanye Morris, to them, they're like, okay, look, Wanye showed us some flashes of greatness last year. Okay, didn't have a good game against the Raiders. This is going to be something that's going to challenge him. This is what we're going to look at. So when we look at run blocking, that was another knock on him too. Like you said, he's kind of a pusher. You know, they said he don't really sustain blocks well. That is something that he's going to have to get better at. And so, like I said before, when you go into the NFL, it's a whole different animal altogether, right? So. But I think he'd be ready. I think he was probably one of the best tackles that was still available. So why not go get him? And it was the guy that they actually wanted, right? That was the guy they wanted. They kept talking about
early second round. I mean, he was someone that they picked us taking in the first round. So, and a lot of his stuff too, we talked about this weeks ago. It's very mm-hmm. coachable. The hand placement consistency, the shoving and blocking, just lack of experience overall, slightly upright sometimes. Just off balance. Those are things mm-hmm. that are coachable. Explosive athlete for his size and the power he has. You can't just coach those things. Those are given to you. You have those, right? So he's got what you can't give, I guess you could say, but he's missing what you can coach. So that's huge.
So as a coach, who's Coach O-line, watching guys develop, it's going to be tedious to get down to the fundamentals, exactly what you want right from this guy. You got to go over and over and over again, you know, just to make sure everything is tight, it's right. And I'm telling you, like every single day in practice, OTAs, they're going to challenge this guy to get a little bit stronger, work with your hands. I mean, they got so many devices, different things you can just work with guys. And you just got to slow it down. You slow the game down to him first. Like, okay, look, when you come in, you have some issues. We're going to make sure we're going to stand on the issues first and address those, right? You got the athleticism. Beautiful. That's what we need, right? You got the landscape. We can make this thing grow. Now, we got to make you stay here being heady. Because they said his IQ too. Because sometimes, like, the IQ comes into, like, switching off on players, okay? Or knowing what, anticipating what a guy's going to do against you, right? Because, as I said before, you could be going against somebody at BYU who's going to look to be, you know, taking a business major. This sucker over here is trying to get $50 million a year, okay? He's going to have every bag that he's got, and it's going to come to you. So imagine Tom Ali going against this guy, right? This is what I want people to understand, okay? When you choose a guy, when I was working the combine, we were talking to the guys that were going to be defensive ends. The guy was like, look, you got to go against a guy like Jason Dunn every single day, or Willie Rowe. You got to go against these guys. So you got to think about who you're going to compete against, okay? So can you hold up against somebody like that? Can you go against a Von Miller? Can you go against, you know, some of these other guys that's out here every single day, every single snap? That right there is the measure, all right? It's not the guy sitting over here playing at Houston. It's not the guy playing at Willie's Mary of the Poor. This is who we're talking about. We're talking about this Pro Bowler who's going to be a Hall of Famer. Somebody had to go against every single snap in a game. So that's the important part, right? So it's going to be a long evaluation, man. I think you can do it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent, being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Athleticism is a great foundation to have to build on the Tejah. I do agree with that, man. But it's going to be a long process, man. He's going to have to develop.
He's 21.
21 years old.
So he's not one of the older COVID prospects. He's young. So
yeah.
Mold that clay.
Yeah. Good for him, man. So I hope everything works out. Like, so if he comes in and he kills it like he should, goes to work like he's supposed to, the coaches are going to get him ready. They're going to make sure. They're going to test him in every single phase of the game. They will. So
Yeah, sure. Both guys that we've drafted are both young guys. I mean, we say yes. Xavier turns 21 tomorrow, yep. And then or in 10 minutes, and then Kingsley 21. So yeah, both guys.
So JD, are you for letting these guys battle out for left tackle, or do you want us to re-sign Don Smith?
Oh man, yeah, I know it. If you can get Donovan for a team friendly deal, I don't know if you can or not. I think you may just say, look, let's see where these kids can battle it out. You got OTAs. You don't have to sign Donovan until training camp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got 3 more months if you want to before you make a decision on Donovan.
Sure.
You know, most guys that's sitting around there, they got time to do it. Okay. Donovan's not going to lose any of his what he's got with him right now. As long as he's still working out, he's going to be fine. He's a veteran. He understands exactly what he needs to be. These young guys are developing. So during this phase, when you have OTAs, you have the mini camps, is when you get to know these guys. You get to know exactly what they can do. You can see how strong they are. You can see how hungry they are. You can see how if they got the football IQ to understand particular things, right?
Pass protection. How much they soak up from coaching.
Absolutely, yeah. The retention of the information, yes. Right? Because you're coming in with a whole different version and terminology. So that's another thing. Everything has to be snappy. And it's like, hey, man, come on, King. It's got to be snappy. You can't, no, this ain't BYU. You got to be ready to go. So I think you'd be ready. I don't think it's going to be a problem, an issue. But if it is one, and you got this on the back shelf, make a phone call. Sure. It's always there. I just want to first off, man, that I'm looking at the chat, man. The chat is hot tonight. What? Everybody, what's going on? Lego, my ego, Willie Beeman, Noah John Marsh, my brother, Wendy, Marion Oliver. I see, you know, a lot of people, about time. A lot of people, Lewis Cutberg, you came back. You here, but Lewis been here before though, man. Yeah. Like it. I know y'all talking out here and I see a little bit. I'm trying to go through the chat to see what everybody's thinking about it. But I think everybody is kind of, you know, they're solid with the pick, right? I think everybody likes the pick. Yeah. Yes.
What did you guys make of the trades? Lewis brings up they gave up the 64th pick and a fifth rounder to get up one spot. Now, I haven't read or I haven't heard anything as to why they did that, because it was literally one spot. I don't think San Francisco was going to take a tackle based on their tackle situation. I mean, I don't know. But it's just a case of them just wanting that guy so badly. They had to have him. So, hey, we'll jump a pick just in case someone else is talking to San Francisco about leapfrogging us to get him. Because, like, at that point, it was a steal. This guy was supposed to be an end of the first round pick, early second round pick guy, and he goes to the last pick of the second round. So, I mean, what do you think that was? A lot of people are kind of confused as to why we traded that just to go up one slot. I mean, it wasn't even that. It was just one pick in front of us.
I don't know. Good question. You know, maybe it was something that they were just thinking strategically as far as with, you know, later on down the road, the picks, you know what I'm saying? So they might do some willing and dealing even tomorrow. So they're probably still at this thing, man. I'm telling you, it's a long process. These dudes are calling each other. Hey, what do you think? Let's go this way. You know, we got these picks right here. Can we move up now to kind of get these guys? So I don't know. I'll leave it to those guys in the war room to figure this out. So they did for some reason, you know.
Apparently, we tried trading up from 52 on to try to trade up to get him.
Oh wow! So it was a while.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No one wanted to trade with us. I guess.
I guess we didn't tip our hand as to who we were trying to get though, because no one took him.
Okay, I don't like giving up value, but I heard it was negligible. Like, it was a good trade for us. We didn't give up a lot of value to do that. It's one pick though. I like the keeping the fourth round pick. It kind of, you know, it sucks to trade back and do that. But I like, again, we said this yesterday, I like when we're aggressive enough about the player to trade up for him. It shows that we really, really want him badly, right? So that I like.
Yeah. I agree with Ghost Hunter too. This Lewis, I'm glad he's starting to win you over, man. He's a really good player. I think you'll be happy with what he's going to do on the field. You got to be excited for him, man. He's a burner. I call him the KC Roadrunner. That's my name for him. But Ghost Hunter 1974 says, couple of solid picks so far. Not having a third rounder hurts a little. Yes. Man, watching this, I don't know. I didn't think I was going to be so bored. I was bored after a while. I'm just like, dude, are we going to move up to try to get somebody? And then we just start seeing, guys, let's talk about how we start seeing wide receiver, D-tack. We were talking about all the things that were going to happen. And like, it was immediately, they started to just pulling names. We were just, it was killing me. I was like, oh my God. Oh, that's the guy we wanted. Oh, at least that's somebody I wanted. And so that was kind of a shame to watch this. It's just a shame. Wish we had a third rounder though. Man.
Eric DaCosta said an unnamed team tried to trade up to 62, but they decided not to do it. Their theory was that that team would have taken Roger Rosengarten with that pick. So that probably was going to be us. We weren't going to go after their tackle, though. We were going to go after our own. At least I would assume so. But that's funny. That means we were aggressive for a while. It wasn't just like we were just trying to get up anything. We tried to get up even more than that to get somebody. But, you know, it's – again, I love that we wanted him. I see why, because he was projected to go late first in a lot of mock drafts. What was one of the reviews, the grades I sent you? It was this could be a franchise-altering pick. So,
dude, I was reading that, and I'm sitting there like, who wrote this one?
His uncle?
Yeah.
Me, and I just slapped Yahoo Sports on it.
Yeah. You guys see this? Yeah, O-line comes to BYU. Like, hey, here it is. So, shoot, I'll hopefully turns out to that. Yeah.
Him. But yeah, it's awesome. It's need. It's value. It's everything, right? It's got everything wrapped into it.
Yeah.
Going to what JD was talking about, how we kind of called that this was going to be – we wanted a D-tackle. There was all the D-tackles were still on the board still going into this day. The first seven picks were wide receiver and defensive tackle, both positions that we said we're going to go very fast because that's pretty much what the value was heading into this draft. And quite frankly, receiver, still the value, this is such a good draft class that every round so far you've had receiver value, and still receiver is up there going into tomorrow, looking at the top guys available. It's like, wait, it's like receiver. Guys that we thought were going to go in the beginning of round two. Some mocks had some of these guys going to end of round one. Troy Franklin, Javon Baker, I mean, to name two guys who everyone thought were going to go in round one, and now we're sitting going into round four tomorrow, and those guys are still there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it tells me that we didn't trade back into the third, that we like the meat on the bone that's left out there.
That's right. That's right.
We got two fours? No, we're all right. We're all right. We there's enough prospects left on our board to the point that we think there's plenty that are going to make it to us, so we're okay.
Mm. Yeah, so
no, Johnson. Is it good or bad? KC may have zero starters from week one from this draft. It would be bad. We're going to have some starters from this draft. One likely will be Worthy. Worthy's going to be a starter. He's going to come in with, I mean, he's going to be right there with Hollywood. So he's going to be the other guy. No question about it. You know,
well, we know the reason that Rice is going to be suspended. So,
yeah, well, of course.
Worthy will definitely be starting week one, I think.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, sure. Even then, I mean, you're thinking about, well,
three receivers. Seven,
yeah, of course. When you start out, right? One back, you got one tight end and three receivers.
Sure.
So, yeah, it'd be 11 personnel. I mean, you're looking at. So, because immediately we're thinking about, oh, we got all the speed. Hey, man, we ain't sitting over here with 13 personnel. We airing this joker out, baby.
We're going deep first play.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Lenny Dawson said there will be starters eventually. Yeah, it will. It'll be good to look on this. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. would be a good pick in the fourth. Yes, he would be.
A lot of guys out there, man.
Yeah. So let me ask you all. Do y'all think so? What's the direction you think we should go? Should we go wide receiver now? Defensive tackle. They had a question that, you know, and Tasia, I know you know a little bit more about this. I had the defensive tackles, like the first 10 to 15, and the other guys I don't really know because I didn't go that deep into it. I just thought we would have one by now. Yeah. Who's some guys you like, man, as far as defensive tackle, Tasia?
It's getting pretty light. a guy that slipped a little bit throughout the process, Leonard Taylor from Miami, who can play a little D-tackle, a little D-end. Okay. Obviously some question marks, but just a minute. They say he's like a like a linebacker, but like a D tackle, if you can imagine that, just the way he's built. But he's big. He's like, I think he's around 300. If you want bigger guys, I'd say like Keith Randolph out of Illinois. Jefferson from LSU is another big guy, more of a plugger. Gabe Hall, you're dealing with maybe some DN, DT tweener type.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, you're getting a little more of some of the tweeners or some of the big pluggers at this point. But yeah, there's some guys that you can definitely work with. I think, again, with our coaching, if he fits, then I think they can work with it. I think.
Well, two of the guys that we had visits with is the UNI guy who, what's his name? Steve Cashman just said, yeah, he's still there. And, yeah, that's one of the guys we had a top 30 visit with, 6'4", 317, Christian Boyd. That's mm-hmm. the guy we had a visit with. And the other guy we had a visit with who's still out there is Jawan Briggs from Cincinnati, 6'2", 297. So a little bit different makeup than the two. So, yeah, so those are two guys we brought in for top 30 visits. And based
Caesar
on our
– is Caesar Noel, defensive tackle Joseph Agboni, whatever, from Alabama, who's – you know, I don't know too much about him either.
I see my list here. I don't
– Oh, yeah. eBay
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, he's 6'4", 297.
Okay. I like that. That's I want somebody sleek who's got power, right? Push, speed, power. You know, that's what you need. You need somebody.
Yeah, I mean, Leonard Taylor's makeup, built like a supersized linebacker, explosive, potential top tier. They're not always consistent. Hands are powerful. He's violent. He's strong, but seems a little out of control when disengaging blocks. Hands are powerful, but misses the mark sometimes. Those are all coachable.
Yeah.
6'4", 303 is the guy you're talking about.
Huh? Okay.
6'4", 303, the dude you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Those are all coachable.
Mm-hmm.
Gets out of his gap too often. First half's adequate, but he hasn't twitched up. Best interior defender. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, should be worth talent, worth drafting top 100, worth in developing. Like that's a great guy to kind of get in the fourth or fifth round. Yeah, I mean, there's meat out there.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm seeing Lamar the Great's asking about any more top 30 visits for wide receiver. There's a few. Javon Baker, Devontae Walker, two of the guys who we've had top 30 visits with who are still out there still.
Yeah, I like both those guys. Both of them look good. Rice still out there too?
Rice is there, right? Rice and Franklin are the tops of my list right now as far as guys that I want to get.
I like man, Franklin. Yeah, he has some big names out there. Peyton Wilson, mm-hmm. the linebacker, they say he only dropped because he's 24. I mean, you know who can use an NFL-ready linebacker? Sure, at all times? Sure, us. Why not, right?
Oh, no, they took him. He's gone.
Is he gone?
Peyton Pittsburgh.
Wilson. Pittsburgh took him? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's gone.
Indeed, man. It's right. Yeah, gone.
See, took man?
Him. I know it.
Dude, that's how you know he's going to be good. Pittsburgh doesn't mess around.
Pittsburgh don't mess around. It's a linebacker.
He's going to be a starting inside backer for them in a year. Watch.
Yeah. Man. Keep the tradition going, man. The linebackers, that's what they're doing. That's the tradition of linebackers right there. Pittsburgh Steelers. They're like a tough-nosed guy. He had all of that. Every single.
Cedric Gray, the other linebacker out there for UNC, he was one that they had a lot of people had in the top three rounds, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of DBs. It's DB heavy right now. You're going to see a lot of DBs go in the next round. A lot of them. There's still some guards out there, too. Mahogany from BC is still out there. They had him a top three round pick at some point.
Barbershop loved him.
Mahogany?
Mahogany, the guard from Boston College. He said he stood out to him last year. He was doing Zay Flowers review. He said he was like, who's this guard? And then he did some work into him, and he's a big fan of him. JD, looking at tight end, because that was a popular position. Mm-hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
From Kansas State, man, he went early. What Redskins, Commanders went really hard with him, getting him early.
Tight end.
The number one guy out there is Jatavion Sanders from Texas. Any thoughts on Jatavion Sanders?
He's more a receiver guy. I like him. I like what we got in the room already. So he wasn't really somebody that was high on my board. And so I said, if we didn't get Bowers, go all the way up to go get this guy, right? Ben would have been the next dude to get. And so after that, it's like everybody else is just kind of a guy to me. They really are. And so I think we brought Irvin and Noah. Those guys will do a great job for us. I don't think we're going to lose any type of any drop off. Irv will come in and do a great job. I'm telling you, man, we get him to resurrect his career here. He catches the football, man. He's very powerful. So he's going to be good. He's going to be good.
Young too. What is he, like 26, 27?
Yeah, he's young. He's young.
There's some guys that are coming out his age. Peyton Wilson's almost his age.
Call him a young buck. Young buck, come on up. What are you doing?
Yeah, Wilson's like 2 years younger than he is.
Yeah. Crazy. So as far as tight end wise, that was my thing. I had my choices. After that, it's like, okay, you're getting guys who are serviceable guys, right? Far as this offense goes, we got good ones. So Noah and Irv, I'm happy with that. I like it. I like what we got right now. He's a good I'm not taking away from his ability. Somebody will love this guy. Okay. He catches the ball a little undersized to me, but he's more of a receiver than a blocker. You're not gonna get too much out of the game from him on that respect. So
it's a rarity nowadays, JD. It's a rarity to
get that. Yeah. Yeah, Todd Topher, the host from Colorado State, is productive. He is. I kind of like him too. Big guy, kind of burly dude.
Hulker from Colorado State.
Yeah, Hulker. Yeah, is that the guy that we want to go get? Is it worth that? Or you know, that's not quite our offense. We need a little bit more silky smooth guys that are a little bit more athletic than him. But he's a good tight end. He's a good tight end for certain systems. This system, I think, might be a little bit different. For his fit, for our liking. So,
yeah. Just looking at this draft tomorrow, I mean, so we have five picks left, two in the fourth round, and then a pick in each of the next rounds after that. So fourth round, we go out there. What are you prioritizing? Are you guys going BPA, or is there you want to go best defensive tackle available? Are you guys going position specific, or how are you guys going about this?
Look, you know what I've been thinking. I've always wanted to get as a defensive tackle, somebody that could complement Chris Jones. And when I see, I'm gonna keep going back to this. When I see only 1 year deals given out to guys, it's just showing me that they're not looking for a long term, you know, plan. They're not in their plan for a long term. So why not go get a guy that is explosive with Chris Jones that you can develop, who will come in and give you something, right? I know we've been talking about this for a long time, Marcus, and I like our D tackles now. I do like them, but
look, man, let's you just be. I don't love him. Well, let's be realistic. Yeah, let's come on, man. I want more. I've been wanting more for a number of years.
I'm not complaining. You know, it's not a bad car. It gets you to point A to point B. Yeah. Are you having fun when you drive it? Are you having a good time? Parking lot, or are you like, it's my car, man?
Look, man, I need to drop. I need the drop top. Let my dreads hang out in the wind. That's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to move up, right?
You're not looking for a reason to drive, is what I'm saying.
No. Yeah.
You're not making up errands and going, you know what? I'm gonna get my car. I'm gonna drive. I need to go to 7-Eleven. I'm gonna pick up something.
Jones just needs help, and that's all we've been asking for the last few years. And like we've said before, you know, we had journeyman vets who've come in on their last legs, come in and give it their all, the Brandon Williams of the world. Mike Pinnell, who resurrected his career with us this past season, the last three games of the season. I mean, those guys give us the best kind of reps next to Chris Jones, and we've had younger guys come in and were drafted to do that. They didn't really do that. And
unfortunately, the second round absolutely tore that hope to shreds, guys. Because it went DT, done, gone. So
we predicted that so well, like today, saying it was going to be a receiver D tackle second round. And it was like, I'm going to check this out here. I want to see how many D tackles were drafted in that round.
I don't think even if there was one that you liked, you would have been disappointed. I think we still would have gone Kingsley anyway, though.
Oh, yeah. That was our guy.
It's probably better that there wasn't a guy you liked on there anymore, because we wouldn't have gone him anyway. It just would have disappointed you.
Yeah, 7 DTs in that round.
We need to tackle more. I think we had this conversation one of our draft shows. We need to tackle more.
But I've always said, man, that, you know, Donovan's still on he's a phone call away, man. Get on the bat phone, call the guy in. You could do that.
There's probably DT versions of Donovan out there. Let's go ahead and see the D. Have you guys looked at the tackle list lately?
What, that exists right now?
Yeah.
Oh, at free agency?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at that.
there's a few guys out there. But oh, really? I don't think the price point is what Donovan was. That's the thing about it. You know, with these guys, they're looking for, like, hey, you know, I know you're gonna have a need after the draft is over, that I'm gonna make you pay. So this is kind of like now, right? Hey, if you want my services, now it goes up just a little bit, okay? Because you realize you didn't get the guy that you wanted. But that's my thought process was, we could have got another tackle who could still compete. I was telling you, the dude from Yale went too, right? You know what you said, Marcus? What's his name? Kieran. You said Kieran?
From Yale. From
Yale. You said
Bears drafted him.
See, they knew. So I was hoping he was going to slip. I was hoping he was going to slip, you know, but oh well.
The tackle list, I'm curious. I don't think there's Christian Jones from Texas and Javon Foster are still out there from tackle, but I don't think we're going to draft another O tackle.
No, but like you said, they went after who they wanted, right? I can't fault them for that. You know, it's just JD's one. Okay, it's my list.
Yeah,
my list don't matter. You know, so I'm just going. I'm about to get up. Yes, there it goes. So, oh well, it's good.
So obviously we'll round out this episode like this. As far as positions tomorrow for 5 picks, you guys said. So JD, you said DT is your main priority, your main focus to start off with.
Without a doubt, DT. I think we still probably get a receiver. You know, so we got 2 picks. So your DT receiver, you'll definitely do that. And then you could probably still pick up in the 5th round that linebacker that you wanted, right? And I think this is where Veach does a good job evaluating with the magic of seeing maybe a corner that you could get. Safety as well, right? I think Mustafa might be there 6th round, possibly. So there's going to be some we'll just have to see. It's going to go fast tomorrow too, man. It's going to start, like, speeding up. You're going to start seeing what the guys want, The two guys we got right now, I'm happy with. I'm absolutely happy. So we got our offense, what we needed. We want to get another receiver. You can, right? But this might be just these next picks are depth pieces. Or somebody, like you said, an interior O-line. It's another guy, right? So a lot of different needs, a lot of different things we can go.
Tej, where's your I know JD's on DT wide receiver. Where's yours? I know you've been very big on linebacker and cornerback as far as your of course your mock drafts and stuff.
I'm busy trying to find out why Franklin slipped. Why is he slipping so far?
That's crazy to me.
Sometimes these things don't come out until the guy gets chosen.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually by now there's guys investigating that at this point. When you're around this long, mm-hmm. you were like a top like 40. There's guys looking in to be like, wait, why'd this happen?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Yep. I can't find anything. Who do I want? I'm gonna guess and say we go interior O-line with one of the two fourth rounders. Either like a center guard type or just a straight up guard, because there are some good guys out there. I like Mahogany, Lomea, Bordellini's out there, Lemur's out there. There's some Pearls out there. Layden Robinson still out there. So there's guys that can be in your rotation for interior O-line. Cornerback's really strong. I do like the cornerback list, but I think you might be able to get a good cornerback in the fifth, but Jason, how much depth's left? There's some good receivers too. There's some guys.
Good receivers, man. Some good receivers,
out there.
That's where the value's at.
Yeah, receivers. So out there, there's still linebackers out there, Gray and Trotter out there. So
I mean,
for what we still kind of are looking into, it's too bad. The one thing that we just can't really get a hold of that's just not a lot of meat on the bone is D tackle.
Yeah.
I just don't love it for where we are. Now, if one of those guys like slips further than he should, then yeah, I mean, fifth round, but you know, we'll see what's out there when we're at the fourth round pick. But at this point, yeah, I expect to go more of the value and position needs that we have.
I do think the last two rounds, our sixth and seventh rounds, going to be devoted to DB. I think that's where Veach has found his sweet spot, is getting the DBs in the seventh and sixth rounds. Obviously, if you like someone early on, go for it. But I would say the value is at the wide receiver and linebacker and DB right now. But I would go D tackle, wide receiver, or offensive guard receiver in the first two picks of the fourth round.
TJ Tampa, Abrams Drame, Kyrie Jackson, DJ James, Cam Hart. There's a lot of good DBs out there, like guys that were a lot of people projected to go in like the second and third, and they're still out there.
It'll be
Carson, another good DB out there.
Yeah,
so there's a good amount of them.
Yeah, it's a really deep draft. There's a lot of meat on the bone, so it's gonna be interesting to see how everything unfolds tomorrow.
What about running back?
Now, wait. You get the guy who came for a visit in the top 30 as undrafted free agent, Carson Steele from UCLA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people like Blake Watson from Memphis.
Mm.
Will Shipley.
Shipley. Yeah. I mean, I tell you what, man. When I coached in the bowl last year for those prospects getting drafted, I've seen a lot of great prospects. And these are going to be the guys that were like the second, third, fourth round guys.
Okay.
And all those guys, I looked at my list. Do you know how many guys didn't get drafted that were supposed to be second, third, and fourth? Out of my group of tight ends, I had one, two, three. Out of the six, four guys was on teams. Two guys got drafted, and I think other one was like right free agent. And I'm like, all these guys are great guys, good tight ends. I'm talking about like solid guys that teams would love to have. I see some solid wide receivers, same thing. Nobody took a chance on them.
Crazy, man.
I'm gonna give you a quarterback, man, that I thought what is his name? Used to play at Louisville. Went to New England. New England got rid of him.
Oh, Malik Cunningham.
Malik Cunningham was a baller. Absolute baller. I don't know where he's at. He might be playing down in the, you know, USFL or whatever, whatever that league is. And
the Ravens picked him up, if I remember correctly.
Did they?
It was a big deal when they picked him up. They brought him on.
Good.
Yeah.
It sucks he's been in the league.
Quarterback / wide receiver with the Baltimore Ravens. So the thing that Lamar didn't want to have next to his name was QB wide receiver. Malik Cunningham got that. I remember you had conversations with him about that specific thing, the whole athlete stuff.
Yeah, whole athlete thing. But hey, man, get in where you fit in. You know, and now it's about getting a job. So if you can get it done, so be it. But I see a lot of that where you think guys are going to get drafted, and all of a sudden they don't. We're talking to some really good players. Yeah. So. But a little disappointing, man, seeing that.
There's other leagues now. So, I mean, there was a long time when the UFL wasn't like there was no XFL, there's no other spring league. Now there's other options for guys to kind of showcase their skills, not just going right to the CFL or going overseas or something or playing in other leagues.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, but everybody wants that football, though, man. Everybody wants that NFL. Shoot. Yeah. So
I just saw I don't know if it's real or not, but. Just got word as to why Troy Franklin's dropping so much. Bombed his interviews and serious questions about his passion for the game may not actually.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for. Trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Love football.
Who for Franklin?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who was that from? You don't know? It was just...
John Frascella? He does Razzball, fan-sided.
You hear that, though, about
he's a fan, too. He's like, I'm just telling you what I heard. I like him. I just, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What was you going to say, Marcus?
No, I see that whole, don't know if he loves football. Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, they didn't stop Jacksonville for drafting Trevor Lawrence, number one overall.
Remember that? Keon Coleman sucking down McDonald's shakes over there, getting drafted in the first.
Is he not taking it seriously? I mean, come on.
You got McFlurry Coleman over there.
getting the McNuggets. What are you doing?
He's popping at me like right. While he plays, man. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Get off that Ocho Cinco diet. Get off of it. I'm telling you right now, leave it alone.
Mitchell, second round pick. That's the guy who like had all kinds of questions about his attitude. I saw multiple articles. I didn't see any articles like that about Franklin.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's weird,
man. And I'm telling you, sometimes like it only takes like a little bit of that reputation for somebody to send it out. That other people like jump on like, oh, really? Is this, you don't like football? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. It's a questionnaire. And it could be damaging to a guy's career. Seriously, man.
You might like it now that everyone's doubting him. I'm like picking style. He's like, you know what? Watch. If someone's going to draft me, I'm going to tear shit up now.
Exactly. Exactly.
The one thing I love more than anything else is getting doubted.
The Colts GM actually talked about A.D. Mitchell's the stuff about him in his press conference after they drafted him. He said that whoever's making those reports, he goes, these anonymous sources, put your name on it. Put your name on it if you're going to tear down a young man once you put your name on it and stuff.
There you go. That's right. No doubt about it.
We shouldn't be that mad. I mean, it's reports like that that made him go so late.
That's true. You got to deal with it.
I thought you were going to say he got onto the press conference and thanked them for saying that shit. Because I mean,
you do it after you have the sweet revenge, right? After you go ball out, like, you know, I appreciate all the doubters. The one guy that stood on my name said I wasn't going to beat anything. Thank you, because you motivated me. So I appreciate it.
I mean, Scott's doted over Franklin and his skills.
And he's got the body of work, too, on top of that. He's actually proven it.
Yes, he does.
Weird.
So stats wouldn't indicate someone who doesn't like football.
It's not like he plays for one of those, like, small schools where they just funneled him the ball because they had no one else to throw to. So he caught, like, 90 balls for, like, 1,500 yards, and he just was their offense, even though he wasn't that good. It wasn't like that at all. So, I mean,
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a great example. Okay. Gruden said this about Amari Cooper. The things he said about him. And Amari Cooper is a baller. He was just talking about he's a soft-spoken guy. We don't really, you know, is he really serious about football? He's a different guy. Totally. His attitude and things, he's more reserved, carries himself in a different way. Sometimes these scouts can see him like, well, this guy don't like football. I'm asking him questions. He's not answering the way I'm thinking he's supposed to answer. He might just be a laid-back person, right? An introvert. You know, just like, hey, man, like, yeah, I'm ready to go play. Are you not really excited about it? Like, dude, I've been doing this all my life. Yeah, I'm excited. You know?
You can get out there and be excited, man.
Right. Do some backflips. Come on. Show me that, you know, you love me being in here. Right? Somebody. So we could tell, like, sometimes when people evaluate others, they might just do a bad job, man, getting a guy's character. I think that was a hatchet job by Gruden on Amari Cooper. You see Amari, where he goes, balls. Dallas goes to, you know, up there at Cleveland, man. I mean, he's a number one receiver.
He's solid. I would love Amari Cooper in Kansas City. He'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's going to be a good team that gets him, too. One of those teams that just drafts well as any can, like the –
Well, it's funny. If it's us, everyone's going to
get him.
Yeah, if it's us, everyone's going to say, of course, Kansas City gets him too. Like, that's going to be another one of those guys people say that about if we always seem to land them.
Yeah. They talk about Zammitt as a running back. Zammitt, we keep forgetting about. I keep forgetting that guy is on. Yeah, man. I love it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Marcus? Is that a sigh of, like, relief or a sigh of kind of doubt?
I don't know, man.
Marcus is the guy who wants to draft the receiver every round this draft, and you want me to get excited about Zammitt?
No, I do. I want two receivers. I mean, no, and there's a few guys I really wanted.
For sure.
Every round. I just thought every round that went by, I was like, Troy Franklin's a steal right here. Why is he still there? get him.
Every round we have a pick, I just thought Franklin would be the pick. Well, it's only been two. It's only been one besides the one receiver round. So
I want to see. I want to see Zammitt. I know. I mean, everyone's saying, "Oh yeah, you can play it." But JD, like, for people to say a guy who could just come in, rugby's a totally different sport. I mean, I played at college. You played at the professional level, so it's very different. But to say some guy was really good at rugby, you can just throw him in and teaching the ropes at running back, he can be the guy right away. I mean, it's not realistic. I mean, that's why this whole international pathway things, like, it's a trial. It's a trial run. You get 1 year with the squad, and if it works out, they bring you back. But I mean, it's a trial run. I'm not expecting people were expecting him to be the guy, a guy or a person who contributes to this team. I just don't think it's going to happen.
No shade to rugby, but when we're talking about the NFL, the best athletes, top athletes in the world are playing a sport. NFL is it. And so there's going to be some transition to find these things out, right? I mean, put some pads on. Hey, sucker ain't put a pad on yet, all right? He just learned how to strap up right. Hey, it's going to be a different thing. But if we're able to get something out of him, why not? Special teams guy, you know, is going to go down and hit people. He's got speed. He's got quickness. So I think it'd be a good thing, man, if he's able to take off, right? So it's just a plus for us. But I know that, you know, if you're thinking about transition, it's going to be easy to transition. It's just not. It isn't. But he'll get there. Yeah, B-ball's, most guys, yeah.
So most guys play that sport, and this guy's never played football before. He's coming from a different sport to come over here. Kelsey's playing basketball simultaneously in the wintertime while playing fall sports football. So, I mean, totally different.
Right. Yeah. So you play football, then basketball. That was always the way. You know, I was a four sport athlete at times. So, yeah, that's. They would get mad at guys coming from football to basketball because we still have a football mentality on basketball. We ripping them rebounds and hitting guys in the throat. Yeah. Like, oh, my fault. Apologize. You had the ball. Supposed to hit you.
Your boy Brent Rice is still there too.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's a steal.
That receiver list is crazy, man.
It really is.
Do you wish we didn't take receiver round one so we can have one of these guys now? No, would you rather have Worthy or two of these guys left?
If we aren't gonna get another one,
yeah,
it's just different because Worthy provides so much different than these guys. Trent Frank and Rice are totally different.
Yeah, JD. What about you, JD? Would you rather have Worthy or like Troy Franklin and Brennan Rice?
Oh shoot, golly. I'd go with Worthy. I'm happy with the pick. I'm all right with it. I'm fine with it. I'm just gonna stick with it. Well, I love how you try to move us into that corner. You got man, moving us in, backing us in.
Yeah. JD pulled the class. Like, the dealer move at Vegas. Did you do that? Yeah. Gone. I'm out.
I will say if we got the Illinois DT with our pick in the first round, and then we got Franklin and Brent Rice. Oh man, yeah. Yeah, you might have me. You might have someone
else after that first round pick.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you actually might have me there because that's like we got the DT that we wanted next to Jones, and then you got Franklin and you got Brandon Rice. But the thing is, Franklin and Brandon Rice are bringing something totally different than what Xavier Worthy's going to bring. It's just different.
Oh yeah, we got a return guy and everything. Go hit his hand on the goalpost. You know, every time he has the ball in his hand. Illy Beeman said X going to have five titties this year. At least five, I think. We give him an opportunity. He's gonna get in the red zone. He's gonna get in the end zone too. So our forte, what he does well is that wide receiver screen. Him running that, coming in motion, going back, right? That switch, even better. He'll get two just off of that alone, right? So he'll definitely have five titties at least this year.
I was watching his highlights today because I wanted to see how close. You know, very similar air raid type offenses from the Texas and Oklahoma where Marquise Brown went. I was looking at the similarities of the routes. I know you talked about it yesterday, JD, about the amount of like nine balls and the amount of like fades and deep balls. He didn't run a lot of them.
10.
Hollywood Brown was running them like every other play. It seemed like he had like three or four per game he was in. But then Worthy wasn't really running a lot of those.
10 of them.
Yeah.
10. They threw 10 deep routes to him.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of screens, as we said, the short stuff.
A lot of screens, man.
Yeah, he's not one-dimensional. That's the best part.
Yeah. Right.
You can do it all. Mm-hmm. And both of them can do it all, really. That's the beauty about having Hollywood and Worthy. All right, guys. Well, that does it for us for our day two draft special. Again, I'm going to just put this up there. We have two more shows left for the rest of the weekend. It's going to be good stuff here, obviously. So tomorrow, I think around 6 o'clock is when the fourth and seventh round will be, fourth through seventh will be done. Hopefully earlier than that because it starts at noon. So probably midday or early p.m. And then Sunday at 2 p.m., we will have a draft grade show on Bleacher Report, but that'll shortly after that, it'll be on our channel on YouTube. So, yeah, guys, we got two more shows left from this draft weekend extravaganza from our Chief Concerns squad. But you guys have been amazing staying up with us the last two nights, going to bed with us here at midnight here on a Friday night. So it's nice spending a Friday night with everyone here. It's been really cozy. But, yeah, it's been a great time. But, so tomorrow at around 6 o'clock, I would say, we'll be on here after the draft is complete. So when the draft's complete, just remember, Chief Concerns on YouTube. So,
yeah. Appreciate y'all coming out, man, and just enjoying the time with us. Hope you have a nice libation, maybe some wine or good bourbon. I got some good bourbon up here, you know. You don't like to drink bourbon. You got some good stuff, right? So other than that, hey, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Thank you, all of y'all. Wendy, Noah, John, Charles, Todd, Toe-Free. I've seen a lot of different people in here. Ronell, Lamar the Great. I see a lot of folks in here. Steve Cashman, good seeing you. Ghost Hunter, 1974, always with us, always. Illy Beeman, good seeing you, man. So I'm just calling some names out right now. But appreciate each and every one of y'all. Love y'all. All right, we're going to check y'all tomorrow for sure. Okay? Yes, sir.
Love y'all. Have a good night, everyone. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Later, guys.
See ya.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.